There's not enough time to read all these questions to our candidates, so I'm going to sort of randomly pick them. And as Christine said at the beginning, however, we are going to type them up and give them to all the candidates so that they at least know what was on their mind and what your concerns are. And then you can always contact them and their websites and whatever and say, hey, answer my question. How's that? So I'm going to throw, this one's poignant. Okay, thank you. So everybody's just going to keep doing that to me, right? And then I'm going to feel really bad. Okay, so I'm going to throw this out for everybody. It says for all candidates. Would you support cooperative housing as a form of affordable housing, which is a form of home ownership? And I'm going to add in there other forms of different housing, like tiny houses, accessory dwelling units, and granny flats. How's that? Make it really complicated. And we'll start with Steve.
You pointed to me and said Steve.
I mean, that was me.
Thank you, Christine.
I have a good deal of experience in cooperatives when I was a student. I was lived in the student housing co-ops here in Ann Arbor. I lived here for 3 years. I served as president of the Intercooperative Council in 1989 and 90. And if anyone follows me on Facebook, you saw a very ridiculous picture of me with very long hair and tie-dyes, which bears witness to that true fact.
Is it on your website?
It may not be on somebody's website. I think cooperative housing is a tremendous way for people to work together, save money, and build community. Cooperatives are well-trod paths to success for affordability, low-income housing, and for people to work together and build a life together. And that's just beautiful. With respect to other, and I know we're trying to be fast here, with respect to experimental opportunities, particularly tiny homes, I'm very much open to having a tiny home conversation. I know that there's a great deal of great and good work being done at Mission House on Stone School Road. I would think that is an ideal place to have a conversation about can we have something experimental work here? Can we work with the neighbors to assure them that it'll be all right for them, as I think it would be? Can we assure that these tiny homes would be safe for the residents? I think we can get this done. I am very much interested in moving forward with exploring that possibility.
Thank you. I think we're going down the
road here. I agree. I've been vocal about being supportive of the tiny houses model. As I mentioned before, a tent city is not the only form of communal living. There are cooperative housing units, I think, just outside of Ann Arbor on the Jackson Road. I think it's called Sunrise. Obviously, if they were going to be a solution for the homeless population that we're talking about now, obviously there aren't enough of them to accommodate everybody. So yes, going back to the tiny housing, I do think that we need to be creative in our zoning. My understanding is that we would need to zone that property PUD to allow for tiny zoning, tiny houses to happen. And if that
ever
comes to the council, I would
certainly
support that.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Okay. Well, this isn't going to work that way. I won't support it. A PUD is just zoning. A PUD is not building code. Okay, so we can talk about tiny houses, we can talk about sheds, we can talk about all those kind of little structures, but a building code for occupiable space still is going to require electricity, water, and sewer connections. So if we want to talk about not having those provided and just having little sheds in somebody's backyard as part of a camp mission type proposal, then we're talking about state campground laws. And state campground laws basically say you can only stay in a campground for a limited duration. It's not a long-term housing solution by any means. So, again, I'm all about the rule of law. If you're going to have somebody living in a structure, they need to be living in a structure that meets code.
Your house?
Okay. Say, Brian.
So this is the lightning round.
Yeah. This is the lightning round. This is like speed dating.
Schools or some employer that's willing to work on providing those kind of jobs.
actually think Sabra's answer to this is pretty darn good. So I'm not going to try to improve upon that. I'm just going to try to add to it two things. One, I recognize that, I said that the best antidote to homelessness is a job, but I do recognize that sometimes you need a home before you can get a job. So you have that landline, you have that address, and you have a point of reference. But I was speaking to, I think it was Cindy Gear, also known as Kung Fu Panda, before the forum tonight, and she actually came up with a really great idea that I'd like to share, if you don't mind. And this was sort of a form of a public-private partnership where a company or an organization will sort of adopt a family or an individual and, sustain them for a year. Using private funds and give them, say, an internship in a florist for a year and follow them and make sure they're placed at the end of the year. And that's sort of an example of a public-private partnership that I think is kind of creative. And when it comes to finding jobs for people that are homeless, we do need to be creative.
Thank you. First of all.
Thank you. The city, or rather the, when you are homeless and you seek out services, one area that you can go, one way, one form these services can provide is in fact the job itself. And this is something that I would like our providers to work on. When we are able to gather people together, people without established residences, people without a work history that will do them credit, we can band people together to form teams of cleaners, for example, teams of workers to do a variety of tasks that that will give them job skills, will help them understand how they can move forward themselves personally, and will give them job histories in order to make that next step. What this question gets us to also is this notion that I've touched upon, and that is that this is a multivariable problem, and that at its core, what we're really talking about is poverty mitigation. It's not merely homelessness, it's the integration of transit, it's the integration of employment history, and it's the integration of housing. All these things together are the tasks that we need to address in order to get at this root problem, this root concern.
Thank you. So this is a question that really, I don't think it takes all of you to answer. It seems to be a factual question. So we'll see who might be able to answer. What happened to the drinking fountains that used to be around our community? Is it free and easy access to a drink of water the least we can do for folks who are homeless?
Anybody to maintain it became a burden, and so the city stopped maintaining it.
Yeah.
And that's a short and true answer. They felt that it was just something that people made a mess of. Well, this is one of those things that we can fight against. And so while there is available water here and there during art fair, there is no available water when you're on the street. And when you're on the streets, when you're really thirsty. So I think there's not a single person up here who isn't willing to turn to the city administrator and say, let's get that working again and let's keep it working from April until November. Thank you. So tomorrow, downtown there will be many water fountains available through the weekend, right? So maybe we can do that. Okay, so we have to allow time for our really good-natured candidates, right? They did a nice job. Give them time.
Well, again, I guess I would like to thank you all again for the for this conversation, and thank you for the questions, and thank you for the questions. This has been a forum, I think, that is a long time coming. I hope that in campaigns and conversations in the future that it will be replicated. I'd like to stay with the theme, and the theme is that this subject to the forum, affordable housing and homelessness, that it is, it's part of a larger question. It's part of a larger question, how do we approach, how do we approach each other? How do we approach the community? And I believe that we ought to be looking out for each other. You know, I'm a Democrat. And I think, you know, not to get too partisan here, but honestly, I think that part of the political identity of being a Democrat is that we care for each other. I think that, that's the core of the things that we approach this. We strive in the city to make everybody's quality of life just a little better. Whether it's clearing the streets when we want to, whether it's clearing the snow when we want to, whether it's fixing the pipes when we want to, whether it's making sure the parks are beautiful when we want to. And in this context, it's by doing what we can within our limited resources every day to care for those who live here, to care for those who come here. I think that this is our duty as government. I think it's our duty as residents, as citizens. I think it's our duty as visitors to do what we can for each other. If I am elected mayor, it will be part of my task and an important part of my task to make sure that the city's resources, that the city's efforts are directed towards this purpose. I think it's one of our highest qualities, and I'd be delighted to engage in it. So thanks for listening, and I hope to have your support on August. Thank you.
Disconnect between what we say we want to do actually do in the city. So I wrote a resolution to create the Economic Development Collaborative Task Force, and the DDA and Ann Arbor Smart were our partners. We took an inventory of all economic development activities in the area and realized that there were major gaps. While the DDA focuses on the downtown area and SMART throughout the country, there is no country, the county, as well as Livingston County, there is no single entity focusing on economic development in our city outside of the downtown. The city needs to lead a coordinated and collaborative economic development strategy that incorporates several components. These include job creation, transportation, affordable housing, and housing that is affordable, public safety, and robust infrastructure. As mayor, I would like to continue the work of the Economic Health Task Force and lead us forward in finding new ways to excel. The economy is improving, but neither density at all costs or status quo policies or zero growth solutions will do. The city needs a balanced growth strategy that bridges a vibrant downtown with vibrant neighborhoods. Coordination and collaboration are also key to success to any affordable housing strategy. The county provides an array of supportive services through more than 30 service agencies. I recognize that the more services we provide in Ann Arbor, the higher the risk that other communities will send us their vulnerable individuals to us. Let them come. I am offended when I hear other city leaders suggest we should turn away those individuals who are not of us. Instead, we need to recognize that this is a leadership opportunity, and that at least for the near term, they are indeed us, a group of people whose needs are woven into the patchwork of our community. Ann Arbor should be the leader in demonstrating an effective best practice model of coordinated and collaborative care that in the longer term can be replicated in other communities. In this way, we can share the wealth of our knowledge with other counties so that they eventually have the wherewithal to care for their communities. As you consider who you vote for mayor, there are several qualitative and pragmatic factors you need to consider. A strong mayor needs to have temperament, relevant experience, and sound judgment. But there's a fourth criterion, and that is time. As mayor, I'm committed to being our
local government, in my mind, has always been about public health, safety, and welfare, and
how we balance and how we spend our dollars is the most important thing, and I will do whatever I can to maintain the funding. That doesn't mean we're going to be able to increase it, and I certainly don't want to decrease it. But I will never engage in speculative development. I have been down that road with the Y lot. I have seen how ineffective it is. So as mayor, don't expect me to take public dollars and try to work with some nonprofit or for-profit housing provider and waste our time and energy when we have the Amateur Housing Commission to focus on. I also am going to have a difficult time coming up with money to pay for Spark. Corporate welfare and the homelessness in Ann Arbor doesn't seem to be the best way to be working in terms of how we're going to address these. Why is it that we're going to talk about spending $75,000 towards Spark and to help pay for the $200,000 salary for Paul Krutkel, the CEO of Spark, at the same time we don't have enough money to pay for the winter shelter at Vermont? That being said, I grew up in Ann Arbor. My friends are out there living under the bridge, walking the streets homeless. I have a deep, deep passion for how we address these issues. I may not be the most polished politician, and I may not be the one that speaks most elegantly, but I have heart and I have courage, and I have honor, and I'm going to make sure that the office of mayor upholds those values so that we take care of everybody. And we don't put anybody out. We don't put anybody out where they put their investment in our community. So it has to be fair and balanced across the board, across all neighborhoods. And so the efforts to dump, pile on affordable housing in Ward 3 at Packard and Platt is going to meet a lot of resistance. We need to spread those services and those opportunities somewhere else. Maybe one of those upscale neighborhoods. Maybe we can have somebody buy a lot over there and put some of the people that want to, you know, that they're talking about putting in our neighborhood. It needs to be fair, just, and equitable. And as mayor, I'm going to make sure that we do that.
Thank you. Working together must ensure
sure that each of our neighborhoods has the tools they need to grow strong and work with the city and with each other. And that means they need parks, they need services, they need good streets, no matter who they are, where they live, even if it's in the third ward. Affordable housing is one of the most difficult areas for us to address, primarily because whoever is mayor will not be able to significantly impact the issue by working alone. We need a mayor who has established positive and respectful relationships with people in all neighborhoods, and with the people who provide services, help the hungry, deliver medical care, and guarantee our community remains safe and welcoming. I believe I have earned your support on August 5th. I hope you'll agree.
But this is